Isn't the Lord wonderful? Come on, give him a hand clap. Praise him wherever you are. Those of you that are watching around on television around the world, clap your hands, begin to rejoice, and get ready to receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah! Come on, can we give him a round of praise? The Lord is good and mighty. You may be seated for a minute. We welcome all of you this morning. We want to say to you that the word of the Lord is going out from the platform. We had 2 days of the word being preached and prophesied, and amazing things were happening. The men of God and the women of God that took the platform were online, on target. I just want to just share briefly on no more limitation. I'd like maybe the band to stay up there to help me. No more limitation. Now, some years back, I bought this fancy car. I just won't mention what the name of the car was, but it had a limiter button. I didn't know about that. So kind of like you wouldn't exceed the speed limit. So every time you press the limiter button, a red light would come on, and you press the gas pedal, but it wouldn't go faster. It would just come to about 60 or 80 or 100, whatever it was set, and would just stop. It was limited. Until I learned how to switch that button off. And when I learned to switch off that button, then I could go faster. And I want to say to you this morning that the word of the Lord to you, for those that are watching by television especially, as Pastor Andre said and Pastor Jenny said earlier on, we don't know what your needs are. As our faces differ, our needs differ. But God is going to meet every one of those needs. I want to say to you this morning, there's no more limitation. I want to read a scripture found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, and that evil day will come, you may be able to stand your ground. I like that. Christians are able to stand their ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. The Bible goes on to say, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to all of this, you take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly. Well, this morning I want to remind us as Christians, the Bible tells us that the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked man, he flees when no man pursues. But the righteous, which is you, won't you talk to the neighbor, your neighbor, and say, it is you, it is you, it is you. You are the righteous. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on, can I hear you a louder amen? He says that, for me, I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, in breaking limitations, you've got to understand that when you break limitations, you have to learn how to shift atmospheres. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Now, we all operate on different levels. And there's no indictment to that. There's you know, it's just like that. We're all growing and we're all at a certain level. We don't despise anyone operating at any level because we're all growing in our levels. But I have a word from the Lord for you that your level's about to change. There's going to be a shift in the atmosphere. So from breaking limitations, I want to move on to the next gears, shifting atmospheres. Well, the atmosphere in your home is going to change. The atmosphere in your marriage is going to change. The atmosphere in your finances is going to change. The atmosphere in the network, Pastor Andre, Dr. Andre and Jenny, is going to change. The atmosphere with us as pastors here, we've also come to receive, is going to change for us. The leaders in the church here, the people in the church here, the young people in the church here, the ministers that Dr. Andre called out, there's going to be an atmosphere change. Now, several years back, and I'll just share quickly with you just a little testimony before I just expound a little bit more on shifting atmospheres. We bought our first, from a home, we went to a classroom, and from a classroom to a storefront. You know, in the U.S. what a storefront is. We call it something else here in South Africa, but it doesn't matter, a storefront. And then from there, we bought our first building. But little did I realize that the first building that I had bought was a tiny building, just 120-seater. It was an old church, a 100-year-old church that we bought in a particular area in a very very depressed area. And not so far from where our church was, there was another religious institution. I won't mention what it was, but was a huge religious institution. And I was praying, and the Lord kind of quickened in my spirit, there's got to be a shift in the atmosphere. There's a strong man here. And so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what should I do? He said, call up some of your friends, and he says, have a week of prayer and fasting. And he says, and then let them preach. Every night you preach and preach and preach, and then decree the word and decree the word and decree the word and declare the word, and it will fall. Now, there's a reason I'm sharing that with you. And that's what I eventually did, and I'll tell you in a moment the testimony. But before I go on with that, there was a scientific study done recently where they took, and the man that did the scientific study was called Dr. Townsend. And there were several studies after that. An Israeli picked up the study, a Chinese man picked up the study, and University guy that was in charge of botany picked up the study. And this is what they aimed to prove in the study. They did a study where they took organic basmati rice, you know what that is, and they put it in two little jars. They cooked it in the same pot, dispensed it in two jars, sealed it up, and left it on the shelf for I think about 81 to 83 days. But the only thing that was different after 83 days when they examined that organic jar, that one of the jars, the organic rice was just white and the other one was moldy. Same rice, two different results. What was the cause of that? It was just the labels on those bottles. On the one label where the organic rice stayed white, it was written, I love you and I appreciate you. And the jar that turned moldy and went bad had the following words labeled on it. It said this, the following words were this that was endorsed on the label. It says, I hate you and I don't appreciate you and you are ugly. And it worked. And so the Lord kind of quickened to me the power of your words. The Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. And coming back to my story, the Lord said, begin to decree so that the strong man may fall. So in every meeting, the pastors would preach, and then I would get up in the end of the meeting and I would declare. And I'm encouraging you, all of you in the audience and the television audience, Declaration's a powerful thing. Do not keep quiet. The enemy wants you to be smart and be cute. There's no time to be smart and cute. It's time to open your mouth and declare the word of the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if this worked with the organic basmati rice, can you imagine what your words will do? So I'm encouraging you this morning to start changing your atmosphere with your words. If you can only do that, don't curse your children, begin to bless them. Don't curse your marriages, begin to bless your marriages. Let me quickly kind of tell you what happened at the end of the story. The church started to grow from 60 people to 120, and then we just went to 200, and we outgrew that facility and then bought a new church. And there was an economic shift in the area. The place in Durban is called Nandi Drive, which was kind of like in a ravine. There's nothing happening. And all of a sudden, what happened was factories began to sprout all over. I mean, these were multi-million rand factories. And the Lord said to me, see what happened. It says, because of the church in that area, there was an economic shift. The presence of the Lord brings an economic shift. The presence of the Lord changes something that's depressed and shackled by chains and brings life to it. But I was not so smart then. I got smarter afterwards, because when these factories started to thrive and all these billionaires and millionaires started to move into the area, I just didn't know how to call them into my church. I learned now, though. So I prophesy now to the east, the west, the north, and the south. Lord God, I'm calling in those men and women. They may not acknowledge it was you that gave them that economic shift. We know it was the church, but now we call them forth in the name of Jesus. Come on here now, somebody help me. We are going to shift atmospheres. I said we're going to shift atmospheres. There's going to be an atmosphere shift in your finances. There's going to be an atmosphere shift in your marriage. There's going to be an atmosphere shift in your churches. We're going to grow. I want to use the following word. We're believing God for mega churches. Despise not small beginnings, for though thy beginning be small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. We can begin small, Dr. Fowler, but our latter end shall greatly increase, sir. Greatly increase. And I saw the shift in the atmosphere. And the present church that we have is situated right next to a big, huge religious institution. I won't mention the name either. But other Christians were scared to buy the building and move in. We moved in, and people from that institution started to come for prayer in our church. People sprung out of the wheelchairs. People were healed of cancer. People were healed of HIV, AIDS, ladies and gentlemen, because there was an economic shift. But before there's going to be an economic shift, you must discern an atmosphere. And once you discern an atmosphere, after you discern an atmosphere, the next step to ask the Lord, God, what opposing message do you want me to impart in its place? Now, Dr. Andre and Jenny, that's what they're doing. They are sending out a message in the airwaves of love and hope and reconciliation to a lost and a dying world. I want to say to people out there, there is hope for you. God is working in your life. I just sense in my spirit many people want to commit suicide for some reason or the other. You're losing hope, and the enemy says to you, the only way out is to take your life. I'm saying to you, no, that's not the way out. If you will accept Jesus Christ, there'll be an economic shift in the atmosphere. Can someone help me and say amen? Amen. Hallelujah.